It's time to jump out of bed, throw on a pot of coffee, and strap on the good old tool belt. You're tuned to Arizona's favorite home improvement resource. It's the Rosie on the House Show.
In our ongoing efforts to educate, entertain, and protect you, the Arizona homeowner, we're covering today the cost versus value report of what various remodeling projects cost when tackled by a professional remodeler in the Phoenix and Tucson areas as it compares to other cities within our region as well as other cities throughout the nation. If you're a subscriber to Arizona Republic newspaper or if you're traveling around and need a fill-up and stop into the quick store there, grab a copy of the Arizona Republic today in the home section, as every Saturday we've got an article in there and it's talking about what is the remodel really worth. Let me just take a couple of these projects real quick before we get to the phones. We've got Greg and Mike and Graham and another Mike all on hold. We're going to get to y'all's calls. Just hang on just 2 seconds here. They talk about a bathroom remodel, and they talk about a bathroom remodel in the mid-range edition. I can't tell you how many bathroom remodels, and I'm not talking about a master bath remodel because that changes the definition. What Remodeling Magazine has done is they've identified 15 of these projects, and they've given specific criteria and scope of work for each project so that it is bid consistently, apples to apples, how much it'll cost in Phoenix, how much it'll cost in Tucson, how much it'll cost in 58 cities across the country, the exact same project. So we're given an apples-to-apples comparison. The bathroom remodel. Most people look at a bathroom remodel and say, well, this is a pretty small room. It's just 5x8. I'm going to put a cabinet in here. I'm going to put a tub over there. I'm going to put a new toilet in here, maybe a mirror, and it's a little lighting. I ought to be able to do that for $5,000 or $6,000. And that's generally what we'll find when we go meet a homeowner at their home. Well, the national average for a bathroom remodel in that size, the average remodel for mid-range is $16,000.
And when you hear the terms reality TV, it could be nothing farther from reality, no matter what the subject, whether it's home improvement or whatever. There was a report, and I don't know that I should say this. I can reference the report.
It always makes me nervous when you preface your statements by that.
Because I'm not making it up. So I'll have to link the report to our Facebook. But it was just saying, when they give the price in a lot of these, here's what we got this remodel done for.
On reality TV.
Right. They're not taking into account the products they got for free in exchange for product placement in the episode.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And so it's always... it horribly.
And the projects always look like they're done in 2 days.
That's borderline lying, in my opinion.
Well, it probably is. It probably is. It's not setting realistic expectations. So at that point, you're really not reality TV. You're Playland TV. So be careful. But again, the cost versus value report is our way this weekend to focus on bringing you, the Arizona homeowner, information you can use to protect and inform yourself. Okay, let's get to the calls and see who we can help out here real quick. Let's see if we can jump to... Where do you want to go first, buddy? Let's get to Mike in Peoria.
Welcome to the program, Mike.
Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
What's your project? What are you trying to get tackled?
I've got we stained our patio about 10 years ago with the Behr brand semi-transparent stain.
Okay.
And it doesn't look real good now.
Uh-huh.
So I want to find out what I would need to do. I want to restain it.
Okay.
But is there what prep work would I need to do over that too, so it would adhere?
Hey, you know what, Mike? What's the major cross streets of your neighborhood?
67th Ave and Happy Valley.
Okay. I have a good buddy who's in our referral network. His name's John. He owns a company called Arrowhead Deck Resurfacing.
Okay.
He's at 67th Avenue in Glendale. I'm going to give you his number, and you're going to call him. And you're going to say, hey, Rosie said that you would come to my house and give me free advice on how to fix this. Okay?
Okay.
And he'll do it. Okay?
So, all right.
Okay. His number is 623-777-3927.
Okay.
He's just right in your neighborhood. He'll take a look at the condition of the concrete, how much moisture it's absorbing, how long the product has been down, the existing condition. He'll talk through what you need to do to get back to the concrete, to prepare it to accept the new seal, find out what, in fact, you want the new look to be, and make recommendations about the actual products and procedures and tips. And he's going to do that all for free for you because you called Rosie on the house.
Excellent.
Okay, Mike. Appreciate it, man. Good luck.
Thank you.
Jennifer, you might want to call John and warn him about that call coming.
All right. Let's go to Greg.
I'll owe him lunch or something.
Let's go to Greg.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, man.
Timely topic here. I was actually going to call with this very question before the top of the hour when you said you were going to have it on. And you've addressed a couple of mine. Where the deal is, my wife and I have a five-bedroom house, and we have three kids.
Okay.
And one's in college now. Another one is headed there before too long, another junior hire. So we're trying to figure out what makes sense to invest in the house, not knowing how much longer we're going to be here. Once we downsize, who knows? So windows was one of them. You addressed the rock veneer out front. The one I'm wondering about now, particularly with the federal rebate that's currently in place, which is scaling down, I guess, next year, is solar. I don't know if it's addressed in the report, if you have any insight from, the experts you've talked to over the years on the topic. Somebody in our position, where we may be here a few more years, we may be here longer than that, given that solar subsidy, do we have enough information to know, does it make sense? How much of it are we going to recoup on resale if we stay shorter rather than longer?
They did not include solar in this report, and the reason they didn't is because it varies so much. They could not get a common denominator figure to start establishing. Every solar system is custom designed for your family at your house based on your lot orientation. And there is so much to consider when you're contemplating solar that we've only, after previewing and screening dozens of solar contractors throughout the state of Arizona, we've only approved three with the Rosie on the House certification. It's Southwest Solar down in Green Valley. It's the Solar Store, headquartered in Tucson but operating statewide. And it's Harman Solar, located out by Deer Valley Airport. Romy, do you have Harman's phone number?
And 623.
What I would want you to do, Greg, is get someone from Harman out there because they'll be able to talk you through. You've got leasing, you've got purchasing, you've got lease buy downs, you've got, do you want a 5 kW system? Do you want a 10 kW system? You got to talk through the fact that you're going into the empty nesting stage on a fairly good sized house. We have to figure out how many big mature trees shade your roof. What direction does the roof go? How much of your bill do you want to offset? All of that then will calculate to what your investment's going to be. Once we know your investment's going to be, then they can extrapolate what that resale could be in a sale situation. But there's only three companies in Arizona we trust to do that without inflating the numbers or twisting or cheating the numbers. Call the folks at Harman Solar.
623-879-0010. And another point of consideration is, you get north of Arizona, you get to Utah, Wyoming, Idaho. Solar exists, but we have over 300 days of sun. Most other climates in the country don't. So there's not enough data. Aside from it being house to house, there's just not enough data to put a national average together.
Yeah. And when people start talking solar, I can't emphasize this enough, Greg. It is so site specific. It is so family specific. We can't extrapolate those numbers. We can't even come up with a rule of thumb for you. We need someone to do an actual site family survey, and at that point they can get it to you.
And there's also bad leasing companies out there.
Oh,
you get a homeowner coming out of a bad solar lease on their old property, no matter how good, honest, and wonderful your new solar system is, they may have such a bad taste about it. They'll avoid anything with solar.
And if you're shopping solar, let me just give you these couple warnings right now. The way the unscrupulous solar contractors make the return on investment look so good is they overstate how much the utility company is going to be raising the rates over the next 15 to 20 years. You got to realize that the average rate increase over the last 30 years is only like 1.5% per year. So when you're seeing tables that are projecting 3 to 4 to 5% price increases annually, you know you're not dealing with a reputable solar contractor. The next thing you have to be very careful about is in the leasing agreement, you have to make sure there aren't some very, very, very steep escalation clauses 5 to 7 years into the lease. So be careful. Again, we've shopped the solar contractors. We only have certified 3 in Arizona: Southwest Solar in Green Valley, The Solar Store in Tucson, which I say operates statewide, and Harmon Solar right here in the Phoenix metro area. So, Greg, that's a great question. I'm glad this cost versus value report helped you out in looking through your windows. Good luck to all the kids that are going off to college, and let us know how we can help you in the future as you continue to empty nest and downsize.
All right, we have Dewey in Queen Creek, Mike in Phoenix, and Graham in Rio Verde when we get back.